Welcome back. This is Ismail Akhrin with Cape Talk. It's your Cape Talk. Please get involved in the conversation. Call us at 072-567-1567. Sorry, that's our WhatsApp line. You can drop us a WhatsApp at 072-567-1567 or call us at 021-446-0567. Tweet us at Cape Talk. Right now, we come to my favorite part of the show with Akona Mashaya, who sits with me on the subs bench in football. We are on the subs bench because we can't actually play football, and that's why we talk a very good game. Akona Mashaya, good evening.
Good evening, Doc. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. There's no football going on, but there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a trying time for us sports lovers. But at least there's some light coming with the Bundesliga, the German league. So at least we'll have something to hold on to for the next while.
One of our listeners just wrote in and said, the football fan in me is very excited about the Bundesliga and Liga season restarting this weekend. But what about the Premier League? You know, the thing I actually wanted to look at is, should we just give Liverpool, not we, you and I, but, you know, should Liverpool just get the league and we call it over for the year, or should we go back? You know, I mean, I can't see us going back for the next several months.
Yeah, I also don't see how we'd be able to go back to normality. Before I even touch on the Premier League, I think Germany has also recorded a high number of cases for the coronavirus in the last 24 hours.
Really?
So, you know, yeah. So close to 1,000 in the last 24 hours. So it's going to be tricky in England as well. But as for Liverpool, I think it wouldn't feel right, certainly as a sports fan and for the league. And it's not just the title. I mean, what happens then with the top six sides that go into European football?
Right.
What happens with relegation? What happens with teams that were going to be promoted? Because there's hundreds of millions for all those teams at stake. So what happens? It's not just Liverpool that's factored in here. There's a whole lot of other teams.
Right, yeah, right. Because, you know, Man City are in second place, Leicester in third place, Chelsea in fourth place, and Man United in fifth place. So Wolves, who are in sixth place, and Sheffield in seventh place, they might want to play. They might want to continue to restart the season because they believe they can take over at least Manchester United.
Definitely. And it's so difficult to just put a cap on the season and say, okay, we'll take it from here on. But you'll think that as you map out your games, your 38 games throughout the season, you kind of point at the games that you feel that you've got a chance to win and games that you feel like you can get points off. So you find that teams who have games against weaker teams, and I say weaker in inverted commas because there's no such thing in the Premier League, but teams who would fancy themselves to win certain games at home with their home fans would probably feel hard done by if those games don't even happen, you know?
Right.
So there's a whole lot of things where perhaps now as a, let's say you are a team at the bottom of the table, like Norwich, for example. Let's
right.
say you've played your Liverpools, your Man Cities, your Arsenals, your Spurs. You've just got teams like you towards the end. And you're banking on the fact that a rival who's also at the bottom, let's say Aston Villa, hasn't played those teams. So a whole lot of things can change there if those games are played. So it becomes really unfair and it doesn't become a true or real Premier League season.
Right.
So it's going to be very complicated. I think the best way to do it is just play it out behind closed doors, provided that obviously everything else is fine. The people are safe, that you know there's a high level of control over the virus for not just the players, but also the people who would be involved on match day, you know, the reporters, stadium staff and all that.
Well, I read a report in the BBC today that some of the television companies would like some of their money back, the money that they've invested already. And so how do we then account for playing behind closed doors? I mean, you know, do you allow TV in? Is it free to air? Is it still subscriptions? And how do you think it'll work?
It'll be very difficult because I think when I last checked, I think in the Premier League alone, I think teams share about £900 million amongst themselves. So if the season is not completed, they'd have to return that money, which then goes deep into the pockets of, you know, of the teams. And I mean, the bigger teams will be able to survive, of course. It's the smaller ones who are very dependent on that money. So if no football is played, then that money has to be returned. But if there is some sort of football, at least something can be worked out in terms of, you know, you can recoup some of those funds and still use it for the day-to-day running of the teams. In terms of sponsorships and, you know, because the whole match day thing is not just about the football. There's a whole lot of stuff that happens. I'm not sure how that would happen without the fans, of course.
Right.
It's going to be really tricky because also, you know, you're cutting away the match day tickets that, you know, some clubs are averaging 2 million per game. So it's really difficult. It's going to be really difficult to find a way after football or post COVID-19 pandemic how football will survive.
Exactly. Let me just remind our listeners, we're discussing the Premiership and some of the European football leagues. And, you know, this is a regular feature on when I host the Tonight show. You can please be in touch. 072-567-1567 is our WhatsApp line. You can call us at 021-446-0567. Tweet us at Cape Talk. And, you know, here's a question. Do you think we should just shut the league down, say, okay, the league's over, and Liverpool has won it. The next three or four, Man City, Leicester, Chelsea, and Man United go into Europe. Or should we give Wolves and Sheffield United an opportunity to play them to see if they can come up at the bottom of the league as Norwich, Aston Villa, and Bournemouth? They might believe that they can still make it out of the relegation zone. And then there's the Championship. Leeds United have worked very hard this year, and they expect to be promoted. So please give us a call, give us a shout. Let's hear your views. And on the line with me is my favorite, most knowledgeable person on football, Akona Mashaya. Akona, so the one thing that we can rule out is avoiding the season at all. I mean, I think the Dutch league is shut down completely.
Yeah.
And the Spanish league?
The Spanish league, not yet. I think they're also in the same predicament that the English league is in, in that the funds, the teams are heavily reliant on the funds. And with Spain, because of the size of La Liga for their sporting federations, a great chunk of the money that they make from sporting federations, or a lot of the money that La Liga brings in for Spanish sport is spread out amongst the other sports. So they swimming or for Olympic sports, for example. So they SAFCOC is very reliant on the money that comes from football revenues. So if this season is not played, it means that the Olympic side, the other professional bodies and athletes won't be able to survive after this pandemic, and they probably won't be ready to participate and prepare for the Olympic Games. So they are very reliant on La Liga happening, or at least finishing out the season, so that some sort of money can be recouped. And sports people or the industry, sports industry can go on.
Right. Akona, before I let you go, let me make a, I would like you to make a prediction, and I don't personally like predictions, but I don't think that we'll see a return to normal sports before next year. That's just my view. But, what's your feeling? What is your sense about, football returning to normal, in Europe, between now and, you know, the end of the year?
If football does come back, it would be a case of us forcing the issue. Nothing out there indicates that football should come back.
Yeah.
But then again, there's the pressures around everything, in that if it does not come back, it's going to be very difficult for teams, especially in the second and third tier, to continue. Because when you move from, for example, when you move from the Championship, which is tier two in English football, to the Premier League, you earn about 200 million rand more, pounds more than you would have in the Championship. And all those owners, all those businesses would have invested in your Leeds United, for example.
Right.
So what happens to them? What happens to the sides that are relegated now? Because they'll be double hit because they're taking a cut in terms of what they would get in TV rights and all those and all that stuff. But also they're going to a lower league, and the uncertainty around everything is probably going to cause football federations to be pushed towards forcing football to come back. But in terms of football coming back as we've known it for all these years, I don't think that's going to be the case until probably we get closer to a vaccine, which will jeopardize again the following season, will jeopardize the Euros, probably jeopardize the Olympic Games as well.
Yeah.
So as a whole, I don't foresee any. I don't think we will recover in terms of from a sporting perspective anytime soon.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely correct. And as I said, you know, I don't know, because it's not just, you know, we're talking about football games, but there's also the transfer market, there's marketing, yeah, and all sorts of things like that. But Akona, thank you so much. And, you know, I'll give you a call again, and we'll be in touch, and we'll get back together and discuss the future of football.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
The good news for us Arsenal fans is Mesut Ozil is going to stay with us for another year. I had to drop that in. Thanks, Akona. Thank you very much.